The top-seeded Jayhawks, the number one overall seed, has fallen to Northern Iowa.
Ibrahim Abdelmateen joins us, Takeaway Sports contributor. Boy, it was an exciting weekend in the NCAA tournament. You got Northern Iowa taking out Kansas, the top seed, right? That was entertaining enough.
It was definitely excellent basketball.
But you got Cornell taking out Wisconsin.
Which I don't think was it was so much of an upset. I think Cornell had been proving themselves so far in the tournament. And, you know, Wisconsin plays a much slower, you know, more defensive-minded game, and Cornell's offensive power.
Well, just to run down a little bit, I mean, Syracuse crunches Gonzaga. I mean, Xavier's still in there. And how would you sort of assess the message from the tournament on Monday morning?
Well, my general takeaway with this tournament so far is that the number one seed doesn't really mean as much.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to be that number
right,
one
exactly.
seed.
Exactly. You're going to get teams, perhaps, that are going to go down further into the distance that may not even have been in the top 10 or 15, you know, as you came into the tournament. This could be the season of a major, major Cinderella squad, and Cornell, could, if they pass this test, could end up being in the Final Four, and, you know, maybe they could even take it.
It also is the message of the return teams have an edge. Cornell came back to win. That really helps to explain how well they did.
That's a good point. They came back to win, but they blew teams away. So you're saying basically the teams that have gone there before,
they
come back.
They
you're
had
right,
some
that's
experience.
A good point. There's also, this is just a reminder. Like, for example, Syracuse University is coming off of spring break. Now they're going back to school. So let's remember that all of these kids are in college. And right now they're going back to school and they have to deal with regular things that college students have to deal with. What you have is a bunch of seniors and freshmen that are dealing with this at the same time. The freshman-heavy teams, maybe they're not doing as well. Georgia Tech yesterday has a younger squad. They lost to a team that has a more older, more experienced squad. So I think it plays both ways.
You know, the other message, it seems to me, is you've got West Virginia still in there. They spent a lot of time this season in the sort of mid-top 10. Syracuse also in the mid-top 10. But anybody who wants an exciting end to the NCAA has to be worried about Duke, right?
Well, yeah, Duke is definitely, they're playing great basketball. And this is the 19th time under head coach Mike Krzyzewski that Duke has reached the round of 16. 19 times.
Ching. Is their advantage. They're like a robot. Duke is like a robot.
It's true. They're a basketball machine without a doubt. The team that I really like, though, I mean, I'm rooting for Syracuse, but I really like Kentucky, and I'll tell you why. They have four or five guys that are legitimate NBA potential talent. And right now at this phase of the tournament, you're starting to sift through a little bit the talent. And I think Kentucky has the best. They have to be the favorite.
And Kentucky goes up against?
Oh, they're going to be going up against Cornell, which, after saying that, I realized that they also could potentially lose it at that point as well.
And Syracuse has to worry about Butler, is that right?
Correct.
And what about Northern Iowa? Where do they go? I mean, they are the Cinderella at this point who took down Kansas.
Well, Northern Iowa, they could, if they pass the next test, they could end up facing Ohio State. And that, to me, is a huge, huge potential game right there.
All right. Well, everyone will be looking at their brackets and both sort of staunching the wounds.
Well, brackets are basically busted. So
right, brackets are busted. But the basketball players themselves get 3 days rest. The tournament begins again on Thursday.
Indeed. And hopefully they can go home and take tests, write papers.
Yeah, a lot of thinking about homework. I got to do my homework now. Yeah. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.